Sir. Ready, roll.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, we revised the agenda on December 1st to include the minutes and findings of October 20th, 2014. And we revised it again on December 2nd to include old business item number 11476. So everything else will stay the same.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Are there any other additions or corrections? Hearing none, entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening agenda as revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
And all opposed, motion so carried. Next, we have the approval and the finding of the facts of our October the 20th meeting. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of October 20th, 2014.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, again, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our October the 20th, 2014 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and your advisement may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
First case is case number 11495, the application of Rocco and Mary Avicenio. The site is located east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, being located at the southeast end of Heather Lane, and being more specifically Lot 8 in Bethany Dunes subdivision, north of Bethany Beach, with a 911 address of 30980 Heather Lane, Bethany Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, Map 9, Parcel 422, and requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, more specifically, this application is requesting a 1/2 foot variance from the required 10 foot setback for a dwelling. They're requesting a 6.7-foot variance from a required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for steps and landing. And they're requesting a 3.5-foot variance from a required 10-foot side yard setback for a second-level deck. I received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we received no mail returns on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Link.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rocco Ancenio, 446 Addison Park Lane, Boca Raton, Florida.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You can have a seat.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicants, Mr. and Mrs. Abbasinio. The Abbasinios own a home located on Lot 8 in Bethany Dunes subdivision. They actually purchased the property in 1991. Earlier this year, they had decided to sell the property. It was listed, and they have a contract to sell the home. And as part of the normal settlement process, a new survey was being done for the purchasers. And when that survey was done, it indicated that there were side yard setback encroachments. Exhibit A of the exhibits that I just submitted basically show the encroachments. The property is zoned MR, which requires a 10-yard side yard setback. As you can see on the survey, the existing garage has a 9.5-foot setback. That would require a half-foot variance. The existing steps to the deck have a 3.3-foot setback, and that would require a 6.7-foot variance. And the existing deck has a 6.5-foot setback that is open and unenclosed, and that would require a 3.5-foot variance. Exhibit B is a plot of the Bethany Dunes subdivision, and you can see the Abbasinio's lot is located in the southeast corner. It's a corner lot in the subdivision at the end of the subdivision street, and it fronts on the beach. Exhibit C is an aerial photo basically showing the house and its location. As I mentioned, Mr. and Mrs. Abbasinio purchased the property in 1991. It was actually purchased from Hopkins Federal Savings Bank. The bank had foreclosed on the prior owners, and the bank had purchased it at a mortgage foreclosure sale, and then the Abbasinios actually purchased it from the bank. Exhibit deed is the deed from the bank to the Abbasinios, and you can see it is dated 1991. The home that was purchased in 1991 is the same home that's there today, and it's exactly the same home that is shown on the survey that's submitted with the exhibits. So in other words, the applicant did not create the encroachments. They were existing when they purchased the property. In checking the county records, a building permit for the home was issued in February of 1983 to the prior owners. That's Exhibit E of the documents I submitted to you. Again, February 16th, 1983. As to the legal basis for a variance, it's a unique situation. The house was built with these encroachments in approximately 1983. It's existed on this lot for over 30 years, and it was not discovered until the recent survey was done this year. The variance is necessary to in order to enable the continued reasonable use of the property. Basically the same way it has been used for the past 30 years. As I've explained, it was not created by the applicant, but it was unknowingly purchased by the applicant. It did cause disruption of the anticipated sale of the property, which has been postponed pending the outcome of this hearing. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and in fact, the variance will just correct the technical setback violation. It basically is going to allow the condition that's been there for 30 years to remain. And the requested variances are the minimal needed to seek relief, mainly the existing location of the improvements. So in conclusion, the Abbasinios, they've used and paid taxes on the property for over 20 years without any knowledge of the encroachment, and the variance will not change anything that's existed for the last 30 years. So we do request your approval. Mr. Abbasini, was everything I just said true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, gentlemen, that's all we have to present other than any questions you might have.
All right. Thank you. Okay, are there, excuse me, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ricker?
Oh, yes, Mr. the deck permit, they've never had a deck permit. Is that correct? I mean, that's the encroachment. I see the upper deck.
Yeah, you can see on the aerial photo, it's an open deck. And, of course, because of flood elevation requirements down there, the first floor is really at the elevated height.
Right.
I didn't know whether that was a permitted encroachment or not, but I was seeking a variance just to make sure it wasn't. In other words, an open deck at the level of the first floor can encroach 5 feet into the side yard.
But there's a second, right?
Well, it's the first floor of this house, I think. In other words, the house is elevated, so I don't know whether you consider the ground the first floor.
Survey says upper deck.
Yeah, it says upper deck. So it would have to meet the setbacks. Okay, so my question is, and maybe Mr. Lank can tell me, there's no permit for the upper deck. The reason I was asking that is there is, and for the garage encroachment would be the existing dwelling, and would that be an addition to the dwelling?
It's all attached.
It's my understanding they were all built under the original building permit.
Under the original, there you go. That's what I wanted to know, whether they were, and no CO was, certificate of compliance was issued on 7742.
I think Mr. Lank can answer this better, but it's my understanding that in 1983, the county was not issuing COs, is that correct?
Well, we did the same basic thing. We did certificates of compliance, so it showed that it conformed to the zoning regulations.
Right.
Before we had building code for a dwelling.
That gets confused. A CO is building code, and then CC is planning and zoning for setbacks.
And now they're issued together all on one form. Right. Have been for several years.
That's all. I just wanted to know if that was included in your
presentation
when it was built in the dwelling.
Yes.
You've answered that. Thank you. No more other questions.
Mr. Workman?
No question.
Here?
Just one for Mr. Lank. Just looking at this, is this, where's the front yard? Is it towards the water or is it? I just want to make sure because I saw this is the, we're asking for side yard variance.
No, the only thing they asked for was side yard variance. The front's considered the subdivision access from Heather Lane. It was not, and it's set back because of the dune line, not because of the setback requirement from the ocean side.
Okay. So it looks like maybe the west side of the property would be the front yard?
West side would be the front.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, actually, kind of the north side because it only has an access from the dead end of Heather Lane. Mm-hmm. So at that north entry, it would be an arc, 30-foot arc from any portion of that roadway.
So that side is both side and front?
Yeah.
Considered that.
Okay. On that one area, just in that along Heather Lane.
Right.
Okay. Any further? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11495. The uniqueness of the course of the property, we just discussed that with Mr. Lank, and there is a uniqueness to that property, and which makes the as irregular shape, I would say, would be applicable to this, to that standard. And a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant has indicated that, and the unnecessary hardship, of course, has been stated by the applicant, and practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,495. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,495 is approved.